Extinction Rebellion, Oil Depots Held Hostage by Climate Crazies for Seventh Day. By Peter Catalan, April 7, 2022. An oil depot in the UK has had its operations disrupted by a group of Extinction Rebellion-linked climate crazies, as the country faces the seventh day of disruption from anti-oil protesters. Kingsbury Oil Terminal in Warwickshire, England, had its operations ground to a halt thanks to an Extinction Rebellion-linked group of over 30 green extremists, who have climbed into the facility in the hopes of disrupting the UK's fuel supply. The protest represents the seventh day that UK oil facilities have been disrupted by climate protesters at a time when British workers are being forced to pay more and more to fill their cars and heat their homes. According to a report by the Daily Mail, 35 protesters gained access to the Warwickshire plant after midnight on Thursday. Meanwhile, the group responsible for the disruption, Extinction Rebellion-linked Climate Crazies Just Stop Oil, has claimed that another site in Essex is still closed as a result of the group's occupation. The group, which has also previously taken disrupting professional soccer matches in the UK to push their agenda, has since accused UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Chancellor of the Exchequer Rishi Sunak, and Home Secretary Priti Patel of high treason. Wanted: these people are wanted for crimes against humanity and for high treason against the British state, the group wrote on their social media. Other accomplices who sit within the cartel will also face trial for a variety of offences, the group also threatened. Around 400 activists have been arrested according to the group since the blockades began. While more radical climate extremists have taken to blocking British oil facilities at a time of chronic energy crisis, others less copper-fastened to the cause will likely be descending on London's Hyde Park on Saturday for anti-oil demonstrations. The Daily Mail reports Extinction Rebellion is claiming that these protests will subsequently become daily, saying that the demos will be more disruptive than ever. This is a big claim considering the impact that last year's Insulate Britain had, during which activists caused chaos by blocking major roadways across England. The action ended up drawing the ire of the public before being outright banned by the UK courts, but even such a ruling did not immediately put an end to the demos. However, although it remains unclear whether these new climate crazy protests will live up to the claims made by activist groups, the current demos are certainly far less isolated than those experienced last year, with similar blockades occurring in other countries across Europe. For example, in Germany, the extremist climate group Uprising of the Last Generation sought to block access to three major airports in Germany in February, all for the purpose of demanding action be taken against food waste. The same group had been accused of endangering human lives after blocking roads in Berlin and Hamburg, resulting in emergency vehicles being unable to reach medical centers. You want to save food, but endanger human lives. One fire department representative said at the time, slamming the group for their actions. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, @Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.